Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Pastor Erica here, PE. Rise and shine for another podcast, Life, Memos That Give Life. Good morning. Do me a favor and subscribe. Tell somebody about it. It's going to be great. Finally, the podcast that gives you life. Hey there, it's your girl. Good morning, rise and shine for another Life Memo with yours truly, Pastor Erica. You know, Life Memos are meant to be that, your midweek boost, something to boost you along every week on Wednesdays. Do me a favor, stop what you're doing and share this link with someone. If you're driving, then when you take a pause, share it. Hey, I am on a new series, a new kick. Where are you? I've come to locate every evangelist, every teacher, every preacher, every believer, everyone who's supposed to be carriers of light, not just carriers of life, but life givers as well. I'm coming to locate you because I feel like if I can locate you, you can be about what you're called to be, a light unto the world. You can go unto all the world and preach the gospel. There's a quote that I love so much. It says that if the Great Commission is true, then our dreams or our vision is not too big. It's actually too small. So I was thinking it, pondering that thing and how many of us are polished with no posture. We're polished. We have the polished look of things, but we have no posture, a heart that produces power. Yeah, divine ability. And how many of us are socially acceptable, but we're divinely unaccessible. Heaven can't access us to get the agenda done in the earth. Oh my God. Do you hear me? How many of us are spending a great deal of time making sure we look and appear a certain way, look refined without any revelatory revelation that actually bring forth transformation in lives. If your agenda, if your strategy or everything that you have does not include soul conversion and salvation, then you are indeed just a simple-minded creative. Let me change that. If our agenda is not laced and our strategy is not laced with soul conversion and salvation as a part of our game plan, then we are all simple-minded creatives. And that means your vision is just not vast enough. It's too small. And so I just want to encourage you today, soul winner, evangelist, light carrier. You know, who takes a light and hide it under a bushel, the Bible says. No, they don't do that. In fact, they take it and they sit it on the hill where all the city can be lit up. What cities are you lighting up? What nations are you lighting up? How intentional are you about sharing your faith? How intentional are you about the plan of winning that one person over? How intentional are you about integrating that the gospel into the foundation or the principles of your business, the fibers of your business? Don't tell me it cannot be done. When we have Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby as a leading example of people who are CEOs who made God their CEO first, and they implemented their business policies on the merit of their biblical principles, it can be done. Yeah, and who their colleagues in the industry doubted their bottom line would be successful because they dared to close on a Sunday. Oh, they put forth this whole Daniel thing. You know how Daniel told everyone, you know, I can eat only vegetables and still be stronger than the men that you are feeding meat, the king's meat to. He refused the king's sustenance and said, watch God do it. Much like some businesses who are using biblical principles as their foundation for policy in their company. You can integrate it or you can apply it. And so it can be done. as a business owner. It can be done in your ministry construct. And I know many of us now are having to, you know, come up with marketing strategies and do marketplace ministry a little different just to make sure we grab a generation whose attention span is almost not there. And so how many of you are sacrificing the Christ or crucifying the Christ again for the sake of your creative policy? Let me tell you something. You can be creative and Christ-centered and soul-focused. You can. And so I just want to encourage you that when you're going to fish, that you go fish with the right bait on the line, that you don't forget how to bait your line. You know, we're using lures that are plastic, but we catch the fish, but we never reel them in because we're not using the gospel. We're using other things. Where are you? Why were you called to this? And if you're listening to this and you said, I don't know, I don't even know how to win a soul because I'm the one lost. Well, I apologize that we missed that catch. I don't want to miss right now. And I want you to know that the Great Commission is all about you. Everyone is on search for one. The Lord Jesus died on the cross for our sins and put us all to work to look for one soul. That was you. Look for you. There's a search party out for you right now. And then there are those generals who are reminding that party as to what direction to go in. And that's what I'm doing. Telling them, don't you give up until you find her. So you find him. Yeah, he's sitting on the porch depressed right now, but locate him. She's at the trap house right now, but locate her. They're on the street homeless right now, but locate them. There's a search party out for you. You are loved, and it doesn't matter how much you've done. The Lord wants you. He will lead the crowd to look for you. Can I pray with you right now? Father, I thank you for my friend listening, for the soul searcher who has lost their search and their map and their GPS. Father, I thank you that Holy Spirit, you will reroute them and direct them in the way they should go in business, in ministry, in community. In the name of Jesus, it is not too late to be the greatest winner ever. And Father, for those who are waiting on soul conversion, salvation, on a hero to come their way, those whose soul is wrecked with anguish and who are battling depression, who feel lost in this world, I'm praying for my friend now. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will sober your mind and your heart and that you will see Christ in a way you've never seen him before, that salvation will rush into you right now. That I thank you, Lord, that they will come to believe you are who you are. Say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sin. I am a sinner in need of you. I change my mind and turn my back on my way of living, on my way of thinking, and I make you Lord of my life, Lord of my thoughts, and Lord of my actions. Come sit, rule, reign, and abide. Lead me from the inside out. I renounce sin. I renounce Satan and his agenda. And I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. I am now saved and born again. Amen. It's a simple prayer. However, you'll feel the light of God, our sense of hope on the inside. Now what you got to do is connect to word-based, Bible-believing people who are word-central and start to work the word or get in your Bible and start with the loving covenant, New Testament. Proverbs is what I usually like to recommend. And then start hearing what God is saying about you. And let that word work a change from the inside outward. It's systematic. Keep walking. I'm so proud of you praying this prayer today. I'm so proud of you. I'm rooting for you. In fact, it's time for us to look up and see God. In fact, if you're listening to this and you said, I've been wanting to connect with you, Pastor Erica, I've been trying to figure out how. Well, emerge-21.com. It's our social platform. It's a community. Be a part of our community, male or female. you will see that we have a dominant lean towards the things we do for women, because that is particularly my thrust. However, there are men that are part of Echo Community, which is an associate work of Emerge and Erica J Ministry. That's a co-ed Bible study type of deal. I want you to connect. Go to emerge-21.com and click on eCommunity and create your profile, and let's start dialoguing. I want to know who you are. I want to know you by name. And in fact, if you're listening and you said, Pastor, man, I want to get you on a podcast, a virtual experience, or live in person at our church, then you will like to go to PastorErica.com. That is the booking website. And click on booking. And all things booking will be there. I can't wait to see you all. Oh, Lord, you see the virtual hug I'm giving you? I can't wait till we get back to hugging, loving, and touching. But until then, I'm touching you with my prayers. And don't you forget to look up. Bye-bye now. Life.